Good evening. This is Gina Quattrocci with Q1067, and tonight I'm lucky enough to get to read you a bedtime story. Usually I read to my two little boys, but tonight I am so excited to read to all of you. Tonight is Goldilocks and the Three Bears by Michelle Rhodes from the book Bedtime Hugs. The bear family lives in the middle of a grand forest. There is great big Papa Bear, medium-sized Mama Bear, and wee little baby bear. Beside the fireplace, the three bears have perfectly sized chairs. Papa Bear has a large, firm chair. Mama Bear has a soft, velvety chair. And Baby Bear has a wee little chair. Every bear in the family has a bed the perfect size for them, too. Papa Bear's bed is large and firm. Mama Bear's bed is soft and fluffy. Baby Bear's bed is a wee little comfy bed. Every morning for breakfast, the bear family eats three bowls full of tasty porridge. Papa Bear has a large heaping bowl. Mama Bear has a medium-sized bowl. And Baby Bear has a wee little bowl. Papa Bear takes his big spoon and fills it with porridge. My porridge is too hot to eat, says Papa Bear. Baby Bear tries to taste his porridge, too. Mine is too hot to eat, too, says Baby Bear. Mama Bear says, let's take a walk and gather some berries. We can stir them into our porridge when it is cool enough to eat. So the bear family sets off into the woods. At the same time, a curious little girl named Goldilocks wanders through the forest and finds the bear family's cozy cottage. Goldilocks is very hungry from her walk in the woods. She smells the bear family's porridge and opens the door. Goldilocks sees the three bowls of porridge sitting on the table. First, she tastes the porridge in the large heaping bowl. Ouch, says Goldilocks. This porridge is much too hot. Next, Goldilocks tries the porridge in the middle-sized bowl. Yuck, says Goldilocks. This porridge is much too cold. Then Goldilocks tastes the porridge in the wee little bowl. This porridge is just right, says Goldilocks, and she eats it all up. After eating all of Baby Bear's yummy porridge, Goldilocks looks for a place to sit in the cottage. She wanders into the family room and finds three chairs. There is a big one, a medium-sized one, and a wee little one. Goldilocks decides to try Papa Bear's large, firm chair. This big chair is much too hard, says Goldilocks. Next, she sits in Mama Bear's soft, velvety chair. This chair is too soft, says Goldilocks. Finally, Goldilocks hops on Baby Bear's wee little chair. This chair is just right, says Goldilocks. The curious little girl sits in the comfy little chair until she begins to feel very sleepy. Goldilocks stretches and yawns. This will be a fine time for a nap, says Goldilocks, and she wanders upstairs to the bear family's bedroom. At the top of the stairs, Goldilocks finds three beds all in a row. First, she climbs into Papa Bear's large, firm bed. This bed is too hard, says Goldilocks. Next, she hops into Mama Bear's soft and fluffy bed. This bed is too soft, says Goldilocks. Finally, she tries Baby Bear's wee little comfy bed. This bed is just right, says Goldilocks. She snuggles under Baby Bear's covers and falls fast asleep. Soon after, the bear family walks home with a basket full of fresh berries. They cannot wait to eat their porridge with the berries. As they near the cottage, the bear family finds their front door wide open. Mama Bear whispers, I know I shut the front door when we left this morning for our walk. Papa Bear walks inside and discovers the spoon sitting in their bowls of porridge. Someone has been tasting my porridge, Papa Bear says. Mama Bear looks at her bowl and says, someone has been tasting mine, too. Baby Bear looks in his wee little bowl. Someone has eaten all my porridge, he cries. The bear family hurries upstairs. Papa Bear sees his rumpled bed covers. Someone has been sleeping in my bed, he says. Mama Bear sees that her pillows have lost their fluff. Someone has been sleeping in my bed, too, she says. Then Baby Bear looks at his wee bed and cries out, someone has been sleeping in my bed, and here she is. Suddenly, Goldilocks wakes up. She is so startled, she runs from the cottage and never returns again. The end.